If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this final summer month, the beginning of August, we are rejoicing in the blessings of God upon Worth Baptist Church. Summertime is indeed revival time with us at Worth Baptist Church. These have been good days. The months of June and July just past have been the greatest months of the summer that we've ever experienced. More than 22 people have been added to the rolls of our church. We have set new Sunday school attendance records, and God has blessed in a marvelous way every Lord's Day during the days of the summer. This final month of August promises to be an outstanding day. Today is designated as Auto Evangelism Day, and we're asking everyone who comes to Sunday school today to do your best to bring at least one extra person with you to Sunday school and church today. Why not use your car for Christ? Make it a vehicle for evangelism on Auto Evangelism Sunday, that's today, at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. The Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is thoroughly organized, it's carefully supervised, and we have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is the Word of God. We teach the Bible in every class and in every department. We believe the time has come when men need to return to the Word of God. There's no book in all the world like the Bible. When all other books are outmoded and outdated and outworn, the Bible will still remain the number one seller and the best of all sellers of all times, the Word of God. So if you're looking for a Sunday school that teaches your children, as well as the adults and all the youth groups, the Word of God, you'll find it at Worth Baptist Church. And remember, our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you today in the Sunday school hour here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday morning worship hour begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. All of the services of Worth Baptist Church are designed with your spiritual needs in mind. We believe that God would bless you and bring spiritual refreshing to your heart if you will come today on this first Sunday of August as we begin a new month and as we continue to pray for revival. God will bless you as you come today to share the good things of the Lord with us at Worth Baptist Church. And say, why not invite a neighbor to come, a friend, even a member of the family, to come today to Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Worth Baptist Church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. You will discover a warm welcome, a friendly spirit, a gracious time here at Worth Baptist Church today. So we'll be looking forward to seeing you and your family throughout the day in Worth Baptist Church. I believe God will bless you, and you can discover perhaps a new dimension in worship as you share the blessings of God with us on this first Sunday of August, 1973. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. During the month of August, we are offering to everyone who writes to Worth Baptist Hour a book of sermons entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. This book contains 7 messages on the second coming of Christ. This book will be yours absolutely free. It will put you under no obligation to write us during the month of August. Remember, to everyone who writes, we will send free and postage paid, one of the books entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. Perhaps you would like to send this book to a friend who is unsaved. Perhaps you would like to send it to someone who needs encouragement in these days. I trust that you would write for yours during the days of August. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Write today and receive your free copy of the book, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. Our mailing address, once again, is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Pray for Revival. I shall read from Psalm 85 and verse 6. But before I read the scripture, I would like for you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for the days of revival. We thank Thee for the good things that Thou hast done for us in these months gone by. And now we ask that as this broadcast, the 1st of August, as this final month of the summer begins, may the broadcast be used to bring many lost souls to Christ, and may many hearts be revived as a result of listening to this message and to this broadcast today. Bless every heart and every home, some who are discouraged and despondent, some who are running away from Thee, running away from home, and running away from family. We would ask that this message might reach their hearts today through Jesus Christ our Lord, because we ask these things in His name and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. In the 85th Psalm, at verse 6, these words concerning revival: Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? This is a prayer for revival. When we speak of revival, we speak not of a 10-day or 2 weeks meeting, not just a series of revival services, a crusade or a campaign, but we speak of a mighty moving of the Holy Spirit for an indefinite period of time. This is true revival, when the Holy Spirit of God is moving in the hearts of people over an indefinite period. The most important element in revival is prayer. Prayer is the key that opens the door. And we do not believe that a revival can be worked up from the earth. We believe that revival must be prayed down from heaven. In fact, all of the great revivals of history have been preceded by prayer. For example, the revival at Pentecost. When the Apostle Peter stood and preached on the day of Pentecost, and thousands of people were saved, all of this was a result of 10 days in the upper room. The Bible tells us that they continued steadfastly in one accord and in prayer and supplication in the upper room. I repeat, great revivals are always preceded by prayer. The revival of 1857 that swept America was the result of prayer. At the height of that revival, someone decided to find out where it all began. The one who was looking discovered that one man in New York City who had 1 hour for lunch every day spent half of that hour in prayer for nationwide revival. Soon others joined him, and in a few months, large numbers of people were gathering at noon, spending their lunch hour in prayer that God would send a revival to America. And that revival came in the middle of the 19th century. Back in the days of Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, revival swept England, and that revival was a result of prayer. Prayer always precedes revival. Someone has observed that Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint on his knees. Let me paraphrase that and say, Satan trembles when he sees a praying church upon their knees. I paraphrase it further. Satan trembles when he sees a contrite nation on its knees. J. Edgar Hoover, the late director of the FBI, once said, and I quote, "The spectacle of a nation on its knees is more awesome than the explosion of an atomic bomb." How true it is. Prayer is indeed the greatest force in the universe today. The powerhouse is always there. So push the button labeled prayer. You have often heard the saying, prayer changes things, and it does. But let me add this, prayer also changes people. If there's someone that you don't know how to handle in your life, let me recommend that you pray for that person. That you talk to God about that person. As the old saying goes, you can talk about me all you please, but I'll talk about you on my knees. Someone has said that when it's hardest to pray, we ought to pray the hardest. Jesus said, if two of you are agreed upon a certain thing on earth, that it shall be done for you. In Jeremiah 33 at verse 3 we read, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God not only hears, but God answers prayer. The only time that God is deaf is when we are dumb. The only time that God doesn't hear is when we don't ask. The only time that God does not answer our prayers is when sin is hidden away in our hearts. And remember this, God doesn't always answer our prayers the way we want them answered, because many times we do not know how to pray. Sometimes God says yes. Sometimes God says no. Sometimes God says wait a while. But God always answers prayer. It has been observed that praying pews and powerful pulpits make perfect partners. Indeed, the history of the church is the history of prayer. The church's greatest need in this hour is not machinery, but men. The church's greatest need is mighty men of prayer, men who know how to pray, and men who are willing to spend their time in prayer. I mentioned a moment ago the revival in the days of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. It was not an uncommon thing on any given Saturday and on into the wee hours of Sunday morning for 5 or 6 and sometimes 700 people to be on their knees in the Metropolitan Tabernacle in London, England, praying for Charles Haddon Spurgeon and praying for London and praying for England and praying for God to send revival. You know, folks, I believe this, when America will come to its senses and when we as Christians will get on our knees and on our faces before God and pray from a sincere heart that God will revive America, I believe God will do something for us. The mighty men of prayer is the great need of the hour, because the Holy Spirit does not work through machinery. The Holy Spirit works through men. Jesus said before he went away, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you. Beloved, what we need in America today is an old-fashioned revival. What we need is a divine intervention. We need for God to speak and God to move, and God wants to do just that. And the moment that we become pliable in His hands, the moment that we are willing to give God first place in our lives, the moment that we are willing to permit God to move in our hearts and have right of way in our lives, I believe God will send a revival to America. I read a motto that was in a church once that went like this: if you must whisper, whisper a prayer. Oh, what a good motto. The church will never get on its feet until, first of all, it gets on its knees. This nation will never get on its feet until, first of all, we get on our knees. You, as an individual, will never get on your feet until, first of all, you get on your knees. God wants you to talk to Him. You need the fellowship that comes only in prayer. God is waiting and willing to answer when we are ready to call. Let us give God a chance to answer our prayers. I'm sure that you would agree with me today that America is facing some crisis moments. As I've said before, I believe America is at the crossroads. We are at the crossroads governmentally. Never before has our government been confronted with the problems that we're confronted with today. Never before in our almost 200 years as a republic have we faced the hour that we face now in circles of government. Never before have we been so near a confrontation between the powers of government. And never before have we been so near to a governmental collapse as we are today. I believe we ought to pray for our governmental officials, right or wrong, whoever's guilty or whoever's not guilty in the Watergate affair. We need to pray that God will intervene and that God will stir the hearts of our men in government so that confessions will be made and our government will once again get on a sound footing and a sound basis that we might move forward to lead the free world. God help us to see that governmentally we are facing crisis moments. Not only that, but economically we are facing crisis moments. We are facing the crisis moment in every area of our nation's life. May God help us as Christians, as people who know Him, as those who are called by His name, to humble ourselves and pray and seek divine guidance. That's what we need. We've gone as far as we can with human wisdom. We've gone as far as we can go with human ingenuity. We need divine wisdom. And the Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. The only reason God hasn't done for us what we need is because America has not humbled herself. And America has not confessed her sins, and America has not forsaken her evil way, and America has not called on God from sincere hearts that He would intervene and set our nation straight. Therefore, I'm continuing to sound the trumpet for prayer. I'm continuing to sound the trumpet for revival. Revival in our city, revival in our state, revival in our nation, and revival in the world. And I believe if God's people all over America will unite their hearts in prayer, a little group here and a little group over there, a church here, a church there, all over this nation, if we'll pray, God will send revival. There's a beautiful story in the book of Ezra, chapter 8. When the people of God left Babylon, Ezra went back to rebuild the system of worship that had died out. Ere long, they stopped at the river. And they called for a prayer meeting. And Ezra said that we might know and seek the right way for ourselves and for our children and for our substance. Daddy, the right way for you is God's way. It's the prayer way. The right way for your children is the way of Christ, the way of the Sunday school, the way of the church. The right way for your substance is the way that's prescribed in the Word of God. May God help you as the head of the home to bring the family together for prayer today and then come to church and pray and then go back home and pray and make prayer a definite part of your life. But you might ask, preacher, does prayer really work? You be the judge. Listen to this. Abraham prayed and Lot was delivered from Sodom. Elijah prayed and fire fell from heaven. Daniel prayed and the mouths of the lions were stopped. Paul prayed and the prison doors were shaken. Martin Luther prayed and the gates of Rome were shaken. John Wesley prayed and revival saved England. And I believe this, if we pray, God will save America. I read in the Bible concerning Elijah's prayer life that Elijah prayed and the heavens were shut up, and there was no rain for more than 3 years. And then the Bible says that Elijah prayed again, and the heavens were open, and the rains came. We have prayed for revival. But, beloved, we need to pray again. I'm calling on you to continue to pray for revival for this great nation in this last month of the summer. Make August a month of prayer in your heart and in your life and in your church. Let's continue to pray for revival. Remember, the words of my text is a prayer. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Let's all pray for revival. And once again, may I invite you to come and share the good things of the Lord with us at Worth Baptist Church today. Remember, we are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, our Sunday morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. It would be our joy to have you and the family and your friends to come and share with us on this first Sunday of August, 1973. And say, don't forget, if you would like a free copy of my book entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming, you can have that free copy without any obligation to you whatsoever by simply writing during the days of August. Write and we will send you a free copy of the Book of Sermons on the Second Coming of Christ. Just ask for the book on the Second Coming and write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now, until next Lord's Day, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.